We'll start by reciting the Heart of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. 我们先念《般若波罗蜜多心经》我们是用中文来念的。请打开小的法本第三页。If you're more comfortable with English, you can recite the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra in English yourself. Okay, the rest will recite in Mandarin.《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无勇恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波提苏。好，接着我们要念的是功德本颂，这华语版的功德本颂。We'll follow by reciting the foundation of all good qualities. The English version can be found in the Red Prayer Book.Page 137, the foundation of all good qualities. 可以 we recite in Mandarin. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚身，彼具善缘众生正经度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾圣命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须不精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是 开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习，道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so do short breathing meditation. Okay, try to keep your back straight, then do the breathing meditation for a few minutes. Yeah.
所以同样的，我们先做一个简短的共修。我们先做这个呼吸观，就是背要挺直，然后呢，我们先观我们的呼吸几分钟。
Okay, so next we're going to do the short meditation, Shakyamuni Buddha. So then first you set up your motivation to, I'm going to do meditation to help myself and help other sentient beings.
接着呢，我们要观佛，做一个观佛的观想。我们首先要发心，我们这样的修行呢，是为了能够帮助自己，还有利益其他的众生。
So now, in front of oneself, now visualize the golden throne. Then on top of the golden throne, then visualize the lotus, beautiful lotus. On top there are sun disc, moon disc. Like a visualize light cushion. So on top of that, visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
首先在前方的虚空出现了一个金色的狮子座，但狮子座上面呢有一个莲花座， 莲花座上面呢就敷着日轮和月轮，然后呢在日月轮上面呢就出现本师释迦牟尼佛，那全部呢都是以光的形象呢来观想的。
So again, visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni lively, not like statue, but lively, made of light. No obstruction, you know, made of light. Lively, so try to visualize that, you know, clear as possible, you know, yeah.
像咱们观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢，这本师释迦牟尼佛你要观想是栩栩如生的，而不是塑像啊，好像人一样栩栩如生的。然后呢，它是一个光的身体，光的身体啊，就说呢，它是没有障碍的。然后呢，你要观想的越清晰越好。
So then, also around us, also remember all six realm sentient beings.
在坐在我们的周围呢，是六道的众生。
Okay, so next we recite Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time, visualize when you recite, chant, visualize that light rays, nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.Then intra yourself, intra each and every sentient beings, then purifying their mental suffering, physical pain, all disturbed, you know, are totally purified, so visualize that.
接着呢，我们要观想，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号七次，在念这个本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号咒语的时候呢，我们观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，并降下甘露。然后这光芒和甘露呢，进入我们的身体，还有进入每一个六道众生的身体，然后净化清除了我们所有生理上、心理上所有的一切业障，所有的一切障碍呢，都被清除、净化掉了。
So it is that totally purified, you know, mind become very, body and mind become very clean, clear like that. And then feel the happy feeling. Then meditate on that. You know, end up the chanting, silent, meditate, feel the bliss there, you know, yeah.
当所有的一切念完了这七次佛号的时候呢，我们要观想我们所有的一切障碍呢，全部完完全全净化，要这样想，让我们心里呢生出一种清乐，要清安和快乐。就在念完的时候呢，要做这样的观想，然后呢，把心呢安住在这清安快乐的境界中。
Then also especially when our mind is very stressed, unhappy, or difficult feeling, then you know, through the blessing of Buddha's light, so all chase out, you know, leave from your mind. It doesn't exist anymore there. Feel that strongly, so very helpful.
特别是当我们心里呢被烦恼，有很多烦恼的时候呢，我们感到也很多压力啦，不快乐啦，感觉到很多困难啊，困难重重的时候，这时候呢，我们通过佛以光芒和甘露的加持呢，它的光进入我们，就把所有的心里的黑暗啊，全部完全去除掉，把它赶走、扫走。 完全呢，脱离我们的身体哦，然后呢，完全不见，消失了。呀，他呀，他，哦，摩尼，摩尼，玛哈，摩那耶娑哈，他呀。
So this kind of, you know, what to say, yeah, what we just did, Shakyamuni Buddha meditation, is short, but very helpful, you know, so good to do in daily life. So, what's the benefit, you know, just to get some idea, you know, when you meditate, you try to keep your posture, you know, if possible, like the meditation posture, the seven Bhairavachana posture like that. So the main thing is keeping your back straight. So like that, put some effort, you know, to meditation. You need some effort from the body also. So you put that effort, a hardship from the body, so that able to purify it. Your negative karma collected from the body, you know. also then leave positive imprint to achieve Buddha's perfect holy body.
So, 呢，刚才我们所进行的是一个非常简短的本事释迦牟尼佛的短修，虽然呢它是非常短啊，非常，可是呢它却有很大的利益，所以呢我们应该在平常哦，在我们的日常生活每一天呢都加以啊练习，我们佛教术语就叫串习。这样串习这样的短修有什么利益呢？首先呢，就是我们平常在做的时候，我们就要根据，如果可以的话，根据毗卢遮那佛的七支做法来做。就做的时候呢，最重要的一点就是你的背呢要直，背的要挺直。然后呢，我们当然要精进了，就是所谓身体上的精进。怎么说呢？我们在做的时候，身体会感到一些不舒服啊，或者比较难受的地方。像通过这样啊，这样的精进哈，通过这样的身体上的一些苦的感受，我们可以净化我们身体往昔所造作的恶业。啊，并且同时呢，种下这善的种子，将来呢是能够证得佛的甚深。
So like that, so you know, just put some effort, you know, even 2-3 minutes, put effort, you know, try to have the 7 darshana posture, you know, for meditation, you know. So, you know, that for purpose of meditation, you know, so you get the benefit, you know, purifying negative karma.Collected from the body and also leave positive imprint to achieve Buddha's holy body like that. So it's very powerful, you know. So even 1-2 minutes, you know.
所以呢，我们只需要每天大概花2-3分钟，然后根据呢，毗卢遮那佛的七支做法呢来进行这短修啊，然后忍受一些身体上所面对的困难或者苦的感受。这样的做呢，其实却可以给我们带来很大的利益。它可以净化呢我们由身体所造作的业障，同时呢可以种下善的种子，将来证得佛的神圣的身体。所以呢，每天只需要花费这么1-2分钟，可是呢得到的效果却是非常强而有力的。
So like that, then of course, then also when you chant like Buddha's mantra like that. So each time you chant, then one time you chant Buddha's name, so you're able to purify it. I don't know, 40,000 or 80,000 yuan of negative karma mentioned, able to purify like that. So especially when you chant, then able to purify negative karma that collected from the speech.
所以呢，当我们在做这个进修的时候，我们也同时观想到念佛的咒语。这样根据佛经的记载，你念诵一次的话，就可以净化2万劫的生死重罪。4万还是2万？
So then also then leave positive imprint, you know.
Forty thousand, eighty thousand, I don't remember. 可以净化大概4万或者8万劫的生死重罪，同时呢可以净化这重罪的时候，同时呢可以积累这个福德资粮。
So like that. So then also then leave positive imprint, you know, to able to achieve Buddha's holy speech, you know.
因为呢，你是通过这个咒语的，所以呢，同时呢，你种下善的种子，将来呢，能够证到佛的圣口业。
So then, as we meditate, like, you know, try to visualize, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha single-pointedly, you know, clear as possible, you know, some concentration there, you know, put some effort.You know, try to get clear visualization, then put your mind there single pointedly, very clearly. So then, that when you do like that, so that able to purify negative karma collected from your mind, able to purify it.
我们在做这个观想啊，做这个短想的修行的时候呢，我们一心观想佛的神圣的这个形象啊，所以呢，观想的很清晰，很清晰，而且一心不乱的定在这个观想的境界中啊。如果能够真的做到这样的功夫的话呢，我们就可以净化由我们的心呢造作所积累的业障。
So then also leave positive imprint, you know, to achieve Buddha's holy mind in future.
所以呢，将来呢，就我们也种下这种子，善的种子，将来能够证得佛的意。
So like that, you know, very simple meditation. You can do 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like that, what we discuss now. So, you know, it purifies so much negative karma, also leaves so much positive imprints one's mind.Not just remembering, just visualizing Buddha's image. You know, they purify so much negative karma also. No.
所以呢，这个是非常简短的修行，就是每天呢，只需花大概两三五分钟，看你怎样了，看你要花多少分钟，就可以净化的我们很多很多以前所积累的业障，并积累福德，种下善的种子哦。就其实就通过这样意念佛的这个形象就可以了。
呀，that's all 啊。
啊，很简单的。
That's all。啊。Anybody have question? Anything interesting question?
有谁有问题？有趣的问题。
请问 Rinpoche， 他空见中观跟自空见中观的不同？
你的是讲的显通软通啊，我翻译不出来。
Her question is actually about the 显通软通 meditation on emptiness.还没有讲到。
That one I don't know. I talk next time. The wisdom chapter come then.
等到我们讲过空，讲到那个空观正见的时候，我们才讲了。啊，现在还没有讲到。
Okay, so So I mean, as the lamrim there, so I mean, just some idea, you know, what call the mention about the 6 preparatory practice, 6 different preparatory practice. Yeah.
Preparatory practice.
在菩提道次第有讲到六种行前的方法。
So.First one,
前行，对不起。
Yeah, very first one is of course to what call clean the room, you know, then set up the altar, you know, so the very person that clean the room and set up the altar.
所以第一个方法呢，第一个前行啊，就是净地哦，就打扫你的房间啦，然后把你的佛台啦安置好。
So,very important. The very first one also very important. Sometimes we don't, of course, we don't see so important, but, you know, clean that you are, wherever you're going to meditate, you know, normally in your house, wherever you're going to meditate, that place, good to keep clean, you know, always clean. Even there, you don't see dust or not, doesn't matter. Every morning, you make your time and make clean.
所以在每天呢，我们修行前呢，我们其实这个净地啊， 就是打扫，把房间打扫干净是非常重要的。尤其是我们这个地方是我们进行修行啊，或进行打坐啊、进修的地方，我们通常要把它保持干净。无论呢，你静坐的那个小房间里面呢，是否有没有灰尘啊，都不重要，你都要进行这个打扫的这个动作。
So, I mean, you already have altar there, you know, in the image, holy object. You already have in your prayer room. Of course, then you don't need to put new one. In case you don't have them, provide one, you know, any holy object, whatever you wish to put there, you know.
当然，我们的佛台呢，我们必须要设置好哦。如果你已经有个佛的塑像，你可以放在那边啊，还有这佛经啊等等，你可以选像你要把那些圣物啊放在那个佛台上。
So also then, of course, one benefit, of course, normally, of course, good to be clean all the time. You know, cleanliness is important.Even your poor oneself health, you know, important to keep clean.
所以呢，在这样的修行的地方哈，我们时时刻刻都要保持干净啊，保持那个地方的干净呢，是有很大的利益的。
So then, especially here, so you are inviting some Buddhas, you know, in your place. So make sure it's clean, you know.Much as possible.
特别呢，是这个地方，你修行的地方，你要请佛、诸佛来到这个地方，来到你的修行的地方，所以这个地方呢，一定要保持干净。
So also then, of course, when you cleaning the room, of course, there's, I mean, very simple meditation. You should, you know, we should do that. Much possible in very simple meditation where even you are cleaning the room or what you call wiping the floor, whatever, you know, do short meditation.
所以呢，在这个净地啊，把这个地方打扫干净啊，打扫干净的时候呢，其实也是一种修行啊。哇，打扫也是一种修行啊，也可以做一些观想。但在扫地和抹地的时候。
So the meditation is like this. So when you clean the floor or you throw whatever, you know, cleaning that and visualize that, you know, not actual dust you are cleaning, but when your meditation is cleaning your own negative, which collected from body, speech and mind, all the negative karma, you know, in the aspect of dust, then you clean with your wisdom.You know, cleaning all the this negative karma, you know, and put together, then throw like that. You know, so idea is that, you know, cleaning your own negative karma.
所以呢，当我们在这个打扫我们的房间的时候，这有佛台这个房间的时候，我们可以做这样的观想。咱们在打扫的时候呢，我们不是在打扫那些灰尘呢，我们把我们呢。过去所造作的身口意，通过我们的身口意所造作的这不善业，这些恶业呢，是以那个灰尘的形象出现，所以你就把它打扫，把你的过去的身口意的恶业呢，全部打扫干净、清除干净呢，然后丢掉。啊，所以呢，这个修行的方法就是清除净化。
So that's why I said whether you see dust or not, that's not the important part.You know, so mainly it's every day, even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you know, make sure you clean up the altar or whatever room, you know, going to meditate, you know, try to clean and meditate like that. So this becomes very, very helpful, you know, able to purify negative karma, also then able to develop the wisdom. So your mind becomes much more clear, not so dull like that.
所以呢，就算你的房间呢、啊，或你的佛台那边有没有灰尘，其实不是重点啊，都不重要。重点是呢，你花这2-3分钟哦，去清扫这个佛台呀、啊，清扫你的修行的房间呢、啊，就清扫这些恶业哦， 把他们全部净化，净化所有的恶业呢，这样净化恶业的时候呢，你的智慧啊就能同时能够增长，这样你的心呢就不会那么的沉了。
I don't remember all, but I think there's one story. I think Lam Chung or something. He's very, very beginning. He's very, but not so clever. You know, even one word he can remember, he can't remember. He can memorize even one word like that. Then I think Buddha gave him some advice. You know, go to the temple and clean outside, clean the monks' shoe, this and that, you know, so like that. Then same time do that meditation like that, you know, he give that advice. Then after he did, you know, that's after sooner later, then he become able to memorize much better than before, you know.
在 Ken Rumji 跟我们分享一个故事，就是佛陀时代的一个故事，这个小鹿菩萨。这小鹿菩萨呢，生下来的时候呢，他是非常的愚笨的，他是非常的不聪明的，就是说他从来不会记得，你教他一个字，他过后他就忘记了，所以这佛就劝告他哦，就你就去打扫整个寺院，就去寺院里面打扫这个寺院呢，然后帮忙整理呢所有的修行人的鞋子啊，把它打扫干净，这样同时呢做这个观想。他就根据佛的指示呢这样去修啊。就一边观想边打扫边修，结果呢过了一段时间呢，诶，他的智慧就增长了，他就真的能够记得佛所教导的东西了。
So like that, so therefore, you know, so therefore, you know, cleaning your own altar place or go to cleaning the temple, you know, where is the holy object, like the temple like that, where there's many holy objects like that, so like temple, this and that, soYeah, if opportunity, then go and clean much as possible, you know? Like what called, like willingly going there, you know, not like somebody ask you and clean this like that, but you willingly go there, clean up like that. So this is very, very helpful, you know? So.
所以呢，我们可以看到呢，打扫这个佛台啊，或者打扫这佛寺，或者有圣像的地方呢，现在地方通常都是佛寺了，其实是功德是很大的，所以有机会的话呢，我们可以去诚心哦，诚心去打扫这地方哦，不是有人逼着你哦，要你去做。
So idea is that, you know, so whatever you do, your body action, body speech action, whatever you do, I'm just giving example like cleaning, become dharma like that, you know, if you know how to think that, then become dharma like that, you know.Then that means able to change your mind. So that means able to reduce your negative karma. So improving your mind better and better, you know. So that becomes dharma if we know how to. Just give example. We know how to clean the your altar room or temple, whatever, you know.
So, 呢，如果我们懂的话，我们很善巧的话，我们就可以通过我们的身口意啊，所有的任何的一个行为啊，比如说就打扫这件事，如果我们懂得怎样去想，懂得怎样去做的话呢，它就会变成一种修行，变成你是在修这个佛法。但我们讲到修法、修佛法，是因为通过我们身口意的行为呢，我们能够转换我们的心念，我们可以呢使我们的恶业呢消除啊，或减少，然后使我们的善心呢增长。如果能够通过这样的方法去做的话呢，这就叫修行佛法。所以呢，我们可以通过打扫这样的一件事呢，或者是打扫我们的佛台啦，或打扫我们自己修行的房间，或打扫这寺院呢。就可以把它变成一种修行。
So like that. So if you do well, so point is the first preparatory, the first one, cleaning the room, arranging or arranging the altar, in the first one like that. So if you do well, you know, you do well, so then, so that if you do well, so that means physically you are healthy, mentally you will be healthy.
所以呢，在我们进行正式的修行前呢，我们做一些前行，有六种前行。第一个前行呢，就是打扫。所以呢，就打扫我们的佛台啊，打扫我们修行的房间。如果我们能够打扫得干干净净的话，我们的身呢、心呢，都可以得到净化。
So also mentioned in the text, you know, if you, when you clean a room well, you know, then all Buddhas or all the deities, you know, they will come there. When the room is clean like that, they will come there.They will come there.
这佛经上有讲，如果你的房间呢，真的是修行房间，打扫得干干净净的话，诸佛菩萨都会欢喜降临。
Okay, so like that. So, yeah, so really important. Sometimes we don't see that, you know, but really important if we do well. And a lot of benefit there.
所以呢，打扫啊，最近看起来不起眼的东西，其实是非常非常重要的。有时候通常我们都没有不觉得，哎，打扫有什么重要的？可是真的，我们能够打扫把我们修行房间打扫干干净净的话，我们可以得到很多很多的利益。
So then, next one is then after you clean up, set up the altar. Then, of course, then second is the making offering.You know, on the altar, you know, whether water or light or incense, you know, whatever, you know, you like to make offering, then, you know, or there's some offering there.
打扫干净过后呢，第二个前行呢，就是做供养，就把我们的供品呢摆设哈、美美的摆设在这个佛台上，就可以做水供啦、灯供啦、烟供啦，各种供养。
So like that. So, so idea is that when you, then, you know, nice as possible, you know, beautiful as possible, you know, don't just put like that, you know, without effort, you know, just put on the table like, not like that, you know, whatever you make, put some effort, you know, make nicely, you know, when you go to learn what called the flower arrangement like that. You don't just put anyhow like that. It doesn't look nice. So same thing, you know, offering is when you make the altar offering, you know, water bowl also make straight, nicely, not like one there, one here like that. You know, make nicely, need some effort, you know, because you're offering to Buddha's Bodhisattva, so, you know, look nice as possible. You know, that need effort, you know.
然后呢，在我们做摆设品的时候，要花一点心思啦，要花一点心思啊，把你的摆设品呢摆得美美的哈、摆得美，不要随便乱放啊，乱丢这样，但给人家对吗？又要给佛菩萨，所以呢，花一点心思哈、把这个摆设品呢摆成一条直线，然后美美的哈、不要一个放这里，一个放那里，一个放那里，然后给人家很乱的那种感觉。那我们去学插画要插得美美的，对吗？所以我们要摆设供品给佛菩萨，要摆得美美的。
So like that. So, so offering can be beautiful as possible. You know, you can buy beautiful offering, whatever you can offer. You know, so buy nicely, then offer there. You know, put an altar like that. You know.
所以呢，我们的供品呢，当然我们可以供养一些很美丽的、好看的供品、通常我们都会挑一些好看的供品做供养，然后呢把它摆设得美美的。
So like that. So so like that. So idea is that, you know, so all this offering, you know, soIs the part of the practice, also can be part of the practice to train our mind, you know, to reduce our clinging on the object. You know, so much, we cling so much on the object, that means we are attached to the object, cannot let go. You know, so this is the one of the practice, you know, you make offering on the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, like that, you offer. So that can help us to reduce our clinging mind, reduce attachment.
其实这供养这摆设供品也是修行的一部分呢、啊、怎么说呢，如果呢我们把供品供给佛菩萨呢，能够帮助我们减轻我们的贪着的这个心理的贪着性，因为通常呢我们对我们的东西啊都有贪着心理啊，我们都紧紧的抱住它、啊、放不下，所以呢通过这样的供养、啊、供养给把这个供品、啊、供养给就给这个佛菩萨，这就可以相对的减轻我们心里对事物的那种贪着那种心理。
So like that, they're very, very good, you know. So good practicing of letting go the attachment. You know, it's very, very good practice letting go the attachment.
所以呢，我们可以通过这供养呢修行哈、啊，修行让我们能够放下。
So, all the objects, how much we cling, the point is, all the objects that we cling so much. You know, if we don't make offering, or if we don't let go, one day have to let go without choice. Any object, we cling on that. We cannot keep it forever.We cannot cling the object forever, not possible. So therefore the great master Shantideva said, best way is making offering. You know, make this object of attachment, make this useful, you know, offer to the holy object. You know, like create the merit, and same time let go. Otherwise, you cling so much, end of the day you have to let go. What's the benefit, you know? The Shantideva said like that.
所以呢所有的一切事物啊，其实呢我们都不应该贪着、哦、所以呢如果你 不把这些外在的事物呢拿去供养或者放手的话或放下的话呢，有一天呢、啊、有一天那一天会到来的，那天到来呢无论你愿不愿意啊，你都得放下，因为你都带不走的，你都得放手、哦、所以呢你知道这些外在的事物呢，我们不能永永远远的把它留在我们的身边或握在我们的手里的话，那最好的方法是什么呢？就是把它供养掉。哎，供养给什么呢？供养给佛菩萨。在你做供养的时候，你把它放手，供养给佛菩萨，同时呢，又可以造善业，又可以积累的善业福德。哎，这一举两得啊、哦！所以你。跟他比较一下，如果你一直握在手中紧紧不放的话，到有一天你什么也不能做，要真的就要没有选择这样放手离开的话，那怎么办呢？所以哪一种会比较划算？
So all I'm trying to say here, sometimes we don't understand why need to clean, you know, what's the point? So why need to make offering, what's the point? Or just ritual, you know, like that. But you look deeply, there's so much meaning there, you know. So whole idea is to subdue your mind by cleaning, by offering, you know, to subdue your mind. So that means, you know, when you subdue your mind,you're more peaceful, that means more happy person.
所以呢通常啊在我们一般的生活中，我们都不会去思维啊，去思考啊，为什么我们紧紧抓着这些东西不放，抓着这些东西不放有什么利益，有什么好处呢？我们不会去多想的。哎，如果我们把它拿来供养哦，供养给佛菩萨，供养掉或捐出去， 诶，这样它又有什么意义呢？我们通常都不会去思考思维这些东西的。就算我们去做佛教徒，我们去做供品，把供品放在佛台上啊，我们以为哎呀，这只是我们的一部分的每天都这样做的一个仪式啊，宗教仪式这样了，我们就把它放在那边了。我们没有去思考，哎，为什么没有做这个供养？哎，佛菩萨需要吃东西是吗？这是我自己加进去的。所以其实这就有一种寻心的训练了，就寻服我们的心。就通过这个供养呢，我们呢可以寻服我们贪着的心理，这样我们把我们贪着心理给放掉放下，我们的心呢就会得到一种快乐，会感受到一种平和
啊。
Buddhas and Bodhisattva needs to eat the offerings
啊。Who said?Chimbo said. Okay, so then the third one.Then sitting, comfortably. So sit in the cushion, so then as mentioned before, like seven Bhairavachana posture is possible, crossing the leg, so keep your back straight, also the shoulder, then the head a little bit,bend inwardly, the eyes slightly open. Then the both hands in meditation posture. Then keeping your tongue touching upper plate. So like that. So I think that's seven like that. So try to keep that, then sit on the cushion, in meditation posture like that.
这样第三个前行呢，就是要很舒服的坐着。这样我们修行的做法呢，最好的做法就是七支毗卢遮那佛的坐姿。这七支毗卢遮那佛的坐姿呢，主要就是七个部位啊，七个重点啊。那其中一个重点就是你的头呢，可以微微一点点向前倾一点点，然后眼睛呢不要全部关起来，要稍微开一点，让光线进入。那你的舌头呢，就顶住你的上颚，啊，这些七种，总共加起来七种做法。
So again, I mean, the main importance is keeping your back straight. So, also not so tight again. Should be relaxed and keep it straight. Keeping it straight, but same time relax. Not like so much pulling and keeping straight, like bamboo, Anyway, yeah. Very hard, like bamboo stick, not like that, Try to keep it straight, but relax,
这样这七支毗卢遮那佛坐姿的重点呢，的重中之重，就是你的背要挺直。就是你背，可是你的背挺直，你不要绷得紧紧的哦，紧紧的，你要放松，直，可是要放松，然后不要像竹竿这样挺的，好像不会动这样，不是这样的哦。它虽然背挺的直，可是是很松弛的。
So the point is that, so finding your best meditation posture, I mean the seven Bhairavachana postures recommended.If you want to do long meditation, hour and hour, then of course this is the highly recommended best posture. But short meditation, of course, you can find different posture, whatever you feel comfortable, you can do that.
当然我们讲到所有的坐的姿势呢，当然你要找寻你自己要的最佳的坐姿。你最佳的坐姿就是你感到最舒服的坐的姿势，这样所有的坐姿里面呢，最好的佛经里最好的就是七支毗卢遮那佛的坐姿。 为什么呢？因为这个七支毗卢佛，七支毗卢遮那佛的坐姿可以让你坐得最久，你可以坐一个钟头、两个钟头都没有问题。但如果你做的这个短修的话，就是修大概两三分钟，这样的你随便找你觉得舒服的坐姿都是可以的。
So like that. So, so idea is, I mean, when you keep your back straight, so then your nerves are channeled, or you know, they'll be straight. Then easy to move the wind inside. You know, the movement of wind is much easier to move inside the body.So that makes easy for you to have clear mind, clear visualization, able to help.
这你可能会想，哎，为什么最重要的就是你的背要挺直啊？当你的背挺直啊，这是和你的气脉有关系的。你背挺直的话呢，你的气呢就容易跑动，就容易动起来。然后在你的身体，因为你身体有气在那边串动，这样气容易跑动的话，你的心呢就可以保持清醒，那你的观想呢就会比较清晰。
Also like that, not also the head, not.Too much bending inward, not too much bending inward, so that mean that create cause for you to fall asleep.
这样做的时候呢，你的头呢不要越垂越低哦。那垂太低的话，等下你就很昏沉了。那昏沉了过后，就有声音出来了。Oh,
like that. So, also then, of course, the eye also not totally closed eye, you know, gazing in just in front like that, not really focusing there, but just slightly open, you know, give some light into the eye like that, not totally dark, totally closed. Then also that is in long term, then you will then create a cause for you to fall asleep, you know.So they recommend just slightly open, gazing on your tip of the nose or in front like that, you know. Also not so much focusing, but just slightly open there.
这样你的眼睛呢，也不要完全哦关闭起来，眼睛要稍微开一点点，哦，眼睛可以看前方或者看你的鼻尖哦的地方哦，那看呢，这最主要就是让你的眼睛哦能够有些光线进入，而不是完完全全的黑暗的一片。因为如果你闭起来完全黑暗的一片呢，你坐了一下子哦，你就会感到昏昏沉沉了。
Okay, so then of course, then when you sit, then everything okay. You not look at your body posture, whether you are sitting comfortably or not. Wherever your mind body is tight, try to relax.You know, you scan your body, like meditation, you know, how you sit, you know, totally from top to bottom, you know, or top to bottom, you just scan there. You know, if when you scan, then you may feel it, some part, you may be very tight, this and that, you know. So then, you recognize that and try to relax. So very first thing is that, you know, make sure your body is in rest posture,Right posture, in a relaxed way, you know. That also part of meditation.
所以呢，我们的坐姿呢，当然呢，我们可以自己检查。你要自己坐的觉得舒服，当你坐的时候就啊，这是很舒服的。然后你就可以看看，哎，你的心，自己心的状态是怎么样的？你的心会。绷得太紧，若绷得太紧的话，就放松自己放松。然后你检查你的坐姿，你坐得很舒服了，你可以自己从心里面这样慢慢的检查，从你的头呢，头部呢慢慢检查到你的脚部，就从头到脚自己用心扫描一遍，看哪个身体的部位呢绷得太紧了，就哎觉得这个。地方绷得太紧了，就放松放松了，把它调放松，然后呢，慢慢的从头到脚，好，这也是怎么这个静坐修行的一部分。
So like that, so example, whether you're sitting in seven Bhairavasana for sure or not, you must recognize the seven, then you scan that whether you're sitting properly or not. then same time go through them whether tight or not, to try to relax, you know, finding your right balance, the posture, you know.
所以呢，在我们做的时候呢，我们就根据这个气质，无论是否是不是根据这个七支，比如真纳佛的坐姿来做哈，我们都可以做这样的东西，做要自己觉得舒服，然后做的时候就可以先检查一下，从头检查到脚，看哪个部分的身体哪个部分呢太紧，如果觉得太紧的话，哎，就这样放松放松，能慢慢放松，它那部分就真的会放松了。然后最重要就是你找到这个平衡点，然后你做得很舒服。
So then next one, after that you finish, then you look at your mind. Look in your mind, whether you are positive mind or you are negative mind at that moment, whether you are so much stress or influenced by negative emotion or not, check in your mind. Whether you are virtuous thought, you are negative thought, what kind of mind you have, investigate.
然后呢，这坐姿哦，搞定之后啊，你一定我们做好了之后，你要检查你的心，要看看你的心到底是在怎么样的状态之中，你的心念是怎么样？你心念是善的呢，或者你的心念现在是恶的念头？或者你现在感觉到哇，压力很大，烦恼很多，还是什么？就先观你的心。
So then, if your mind is not so settled down, so much.Emotion there, not really neutral mind, you know, either anger or attachment, or your mind is not really relaxed. If you find that, then that's the time you should do the breathing meditation.
这个坐姿完成检查，我们现在来检查我们的心态，我们的心理状态，那时候是怎么样的？你的心呢，能不能够定下来？哎，所以你就看你的心，哇，现在也是各种情绪在里面了，在你的心里面哦，哇，波涛汹涌，哦，你会觉得哇，我或者是有很强烈的生气的嗔的念头，或者是你有很强的那种贪着的念头，这样如果是有很多这样的情绪的干扰，你的情绪不是一种综合的状态的话，这样怎么办呢？哇，这你根本没有办法定下你的心来，这样你就用呼吸观做呼吸。
So the idea is that if your mind is too much negative side that moment, then difficult to practice. You know, so must neutralize the mind through the breathing meditation.
当你发现你的心呢，这恶的念头啊，很强的话，很强烈的话，这样其实呢，你是很难真正的去修的。哦，所以你就要把你的心呢，这心态去调和这样的心态，去中和这样的心态，用什么方法呢？就用这个数呼吸观来修。
So like so breathing meditation, then of course, I mean, you can have different method. You know, when you breathe in and out, so tip at the nostril there, you can focus your mind there. When breathe go out, there's some sensation tip of the nose. When breathe in, you know, so you have to look mindfully, otherwise sometimes difficult to recognize, difficult to feel it. So mindfully looking at there, you know, going out, going in, there's some sensation tip of the nose.You know, so sometimes even the your nostril, what called the hair, nostril hair, the movement. You know, you very mindfully, deeply, your mind become very concentrated. Then you are able to recognize that. So idea is that so putting mind one place. You know.
这数息啊，就数息观就。数你的呼吸，其实有不同的方法。 就连数呼吸都有，佛教都有很多不同的方法。所以呢，当我们呼出去了，吸进来的时候呢，这气呢就通过我们的鼻孔哦，就呼出吸入。所以你可以把你的心呢，心念专注于你的鼻孔这个地方。当它呼出的时候呢，你可以感受到那气呼出去；当它的气吸进来，你可以感受那气呢通过你的鼻尖哦吸进去，鼻尖的孔吸进去。这样你。当然如果要做到这样，你必须有正念，你必须有正念的正念去观察它。有时候当然是真的很难啊，很难提起这样的正念去这样观察。所以呢，你要用你的心去看，用你的心呢去观察。这样如果你的心能够慢慢专注下来的话，有时候气也通过你鼻尖会动到你的鼻毛，那鼻毛的细微的动作，你就会有这样的觉受哦，这气进来吸出去了哦，进来出去，就将你的心呢原念哦，原念你的呼吸上，然后很专注的把它专注在这样的呼吸观上。当你心能够定下来的时候呢，你就可以看到，你用你的心去看到、接受到这样的呼吸的动作。
So very first thing, training with that, you know, some training with that, you know, keeping your mind in single pointed one object through the breathing meditation. You have to try that. Also, it's not easy, you know, even 1 minute.Even 1 minute is difficult. You look deeply, you know, your mind wandering, already wandering, you know.
所以呢，就是通过这样的呼吸观哦，来训练我们的调伏我们的心。怎样讲调伏我们的心呢？将我们的心呢专注于一境，就一个境界里面。就通过这呼吸呢，将我们的心呢专注于这样的一个境界里面。这样呢，这样做其实容易吗？你想想，当你真的去做的时候，你发现了，你的要把你的心定下来一分钟啊，其实也是很难的一件事。当你真的很深入的去做啊，去思维、去观察的时候，你发现其实呢，要这样专注一分钟，其实是不容易的一件事。
Of course, most of time for us, you know, when we do even simple breathing meditation, then even difficult, even 1 minute, difficult to put your mind on that without distraction, you know, somehow or another thought come. Then you may feel that, oh, I can't meditate like that. Then you don't put effort, just give up like that, you know. So if you do that, nothing happen, you know, just not possible to have good meditation.
所以呢，如果我们真的去这样去实修的话，我们这个很简单的呼吸观哦，真的要让我们静下来一分钟哦，一心不乱的去观察我们的呼吸的话呢，也是非常难的一件事哦。可能你就真的去做的话，诶，突然间呢、哦，不到几秒，哦，一个念头跑出来了，那几秒，哦，又另外一个念头又跑出来了，又来干扰你了，讲哦，太难了。哎呀，我办不到啊！就想，哎呀，放弃好了。但如果你放弃的话，当然就什么都帮不了了。
So like that. So I mean, naturally, of course, everyone asks like that. When you try to meditate, a lot of thought arise in the mind. You know. So, but this is the natural. You know, this thought arising is natural for everyone. You know. So, just when the thought arises, when you meditate.Such a breathing meditation, different thought arises, is normal. So, but just recognize. Then again, you know, don't entertain the thought. Don't engage, communicate with the thought. You know, so once you communicate, there's endless thought will come after that. So then, not possible to meditate. So idea is,When the thought arises, recognize. Then, again, don't entertain the thought. Put your mind back to breathing meditation. You know, you have to try that again and again.
所 以呢，其实呢，当我们在做这个呼吸观的时候哦，是很正常的，有很多念头哦，一个念头接着一个，不断的升起串起来哦，这个是很自然的一件事，这是非常正常的，你和很多人都是一模一样的。好，所以当我们在做的呼吸观的时候，我们要专注，我们讲我们心要专注，可是他的念头一个咚跑成另外跑，哎，这是非常正常的，这样你应该做什么呢？要讲哦，认识哦，一个念头升起来，讲哦，它升起来了，哦，然后你就讲哦，这个念头升起来就可以了，你不要跟着这个念头走，不要给它牵着你的鼻子跟它走，你不要跟这个念头沟通，哎呀，这个怎么样啊？怎么？因为当你和这个念头沟通的话，哦，你想要跟它讲一些话什么的，这样更多其他的念头都会产生，都会升起来，所以变成了你的心会更加的乱。所以当这念头升起来的时候，你自己在心里想哦，这个念头升起来了就可以了，然后你就不要管它，跟他讲拜拜，这是我自己讲的了，哦，就把你的心呢拉回去你的呼吸观里面，再重新再数你的呼吸啊。
So like that, so this need to try, you know, so thought arises, it's okay.You know, that naturally arises, but immediately recognize. Then, just recognize. Then, again, put your mind back to the single point meditation, the breathing meditation, you know.
所以呢，这样的东西呢，是我们在呼吸观里面常会碰到的东西啊。可是我们要不断的尝试，做了一次再做一次，这就叫串习。我们要不断的串习，因为在我们在静坐的时候，念头一升起来是很自然、很正常的一件事啊，它并不是什么特别的，很正常的。所以你就要记得，哎，你就要看见它，哦，这个念头升起来了，哦，就可以的，就让它过去。它会自己过去的了，然后你再把你的心呢，拉回哦，将你心的原念于你的呼吸就可以了。
So like that, so train from there, not from breathing meditation. Train from there, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, able to concentrate that. So very important.
所以呢，我们要这样每天的这样去串习了，就串习每天大概花5到10分钟，不用花太多时间啊，5到10分钟呢，那练习的呼吸观，慢慢的将你的心呢定下来，哎，这点是非常重要的。
So again, mind must be very, sharp, what to call, alert. Your mind must be very alert. Same time, you know, cannot be like dull.Dull mind, you know, like sometimes we feel that, oh, I'm doing breathing meditation, but not really, you know, your mind is a bit too much relaxed, you know, too much relaxed. Then you have some kind of mind that focuses on the breath, but your mind becomes very relaxed, like almost falling asleep that time. So if you have that kind of mind, meditation, then also not good.Then your mind doesn't become sharper, you know.
像这时呢，我们将要讲到静坐，这个静坐是关于我们的心呢。我们的心呢，其实在静坐中呢，是一直保持有着警觉性的。这警觉性是摩登的华语，在佛教术语里，我们讲要有这个正念。我们要提起这个正念，因为很多时候呢，我们讲我们在做呼吸啊，可是有时候我们在这个呼吸观的时候，我们是非常放松的一个状态啊，所以我们做数呼吸啊，数，其实我们的心呢就慢慢变得昏昏沉沉了，哎，好像有点要睡着了，可是没有睡着啊，好像有点要睡着，好像没有睡着，这样的静坐的那种心呢，其实呢，是不太好的。
So this is one of the problem, you know, sometimes the meditation, you know, you do then, we think, you know, your mind is there, you know, some concentration, but you're same time you're a little bit too relaxed, you know, then, like that, you think I'm doing meditation, that is not good meditation, recommended by Lama Tsongkhapa. You know, that's not good meditation.
所以呢，其实这样想哦，你的这放松啊，然后呢，你差不多要睡着了，没有睡着，这其实是一种进修的障碍，它是一种障碍来的，因为呢，你的心呢，其实还在那个观察的境界中，可是呢，这个太松了，关得太松了，所以你的呼吸也不是，还是在那边的，真的太松了，所以它其实并不是一种很好的静坐的状态。就根据我们这个黄校的祖师啊，这宗喀巴大师他所教的，这其实不是一种很好的静坐。
So I think the point is your mind should be fully working, not like half sleeping. You know, your mind fully working.And having the object clearly, you know, that you are, so then without distracting, you know, having single-pointed breathing meditation and the object fully working, clear, single-pointed, without distraction, was like that. Then become very good meditation.
所以呢，当我们在静坐的时候呢，我们的心呢，其实呢是要非常的完全的有这个正念的，完全有警觉性的。可是呢，它却是很轻松的一个状态啊，它不是绷得很紧的。所以当我们在观的时候，我们的对境，我们观的那个对境，它是非常的清晰。非常的清楚的，有亮度的。那我们的心呢，在观察的时候是一心专注的。我们的心呢，不是散乱，不会跑到别的地方，就专注在我们的观的境界里面。所以，如果能够做到这样的话，这是一个非常好的静坐。
So finding the balance is important, you know. So, you know how your mind, you know, looking at the object such as breath, you know, if you're too much, what called, tight, I don't know. Yeah, too much tight, your mind too much tight with the object. Too tight with the object. Okay? Too tight on the object. Then, the danger to arise, what called, the wandering mind.
所以呢，我们要在这个我们的静坐的时候保持一种平衡的状态，就当我们的心呢在观察的时候啊，我们观察这个所缘境，我们比如说我们观这个佛像，观察佛像，佛像就是我们的所缘境，当我们在观这个所缘境的时候，我们的心呢如果绷得太紧的话，它就有可能过后啊会变得散乱。
So like that. Then again, another problem is your mind is too loose on the object. As mentioned before, too loose on the object. Yeah, object is there. Your mind, the intensity of the mind become loose. Then that danger, if that happens, then the laxity arises in the mind.
这样另外一个障碍呢，就是如果你的所缘境，你现在观察这个所缘境的时候，你的心呢太松弛的话，太松弛的话呢，就可能会放松太松了，就你可能就会忘失你的所缘境。在忘失所缘境，就有什么问题呢？你可能就会变得昏昏沉沉，这昏沉就进来了。
So that's the one of the challenging for the meditator, you know, finding the balance, not too tight to the object, not too loose. You know, you have to find your balance, you know. If too tight, you know, also danger. Too loose, also danger. Finding the balance within your mind, you know. Clarity, intensity, you know, alert, you know, so like that. Without laxity, without wandering thought, you know, putting on the object.You know, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So this is very, very important. Starting, very beginning to start with that meditation.
所以呢，我们在静坐的时候呢，我们就要找到这个平衡点。就我们对我们的所缘境呢，我们的心呢，不能绷得太紧，也不能绷得太松。如果呢，我们绷得太紧的话呢，我们就会失去这个平衡了。我们绷得太紧的话呢，我们心过后就有可能会散乱。如果我们太松的话，心放得太松的话呢，我们就可能会遇到这样的障碍，我们就可能忘失忘掉我们的所缘境，然后呢我们就会有这个昏昏沉沉啊，就可能会整个心会变得昏昏沉沉的。所以我们要找到不太松也不太紧的这个平衡点，你自己要去找啊。说你在观想的时候，但你观想的东西呢，你的所缘境呢是很清晰的，就是亮的清晰的，是有警觉性的。
OK, so like that's very important. So otherwise, I mean, most of us, I don't say us, or I don't know, like me, so when try to meditate, so sometimes objects there, then your mind is very relaxed way, not really fully alert, you know, then sitting there in a relaxed way, you know, so then you think, I'm meditating like that. Some object is there, some clarity is there, not wondering much, you know, totally like, very relaxed way. So then, this is the very, very dangerous. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, it's not good, you know. So then, most of, yeah, like me, then we think this is the real meditation like that, then keep there 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned it's not good. Because you keep doing this, then you are not getting, your mind is not getting clear. Because you are just accumulating the laxity. You know, that means you're getting more dull and dull yourself. Less wisdom. So Lama Tsongkhapa made very clear in the Lama there.
所以呢，保持着平衡的其实是非常非常重要的。就我们大多数人呢，像我一样，就 Kerem 就讲像他了，其实他也就是说，我们可能试着了，有尝试了，每天呢都去静修啊、静坐。可是在我们在静坐的时候呢，我们其实我们的心呢是很放松的。哎，我们坐得很舒服，坐下来哦，观想，我们觉得很舒服，很舒服的。然后呢，我们就想，哎，我在静修，哎，我在静坐了。那你观想的你的所缘境，哎，还在那边哦，你所缘境一直在那边哦，一直没有不见掉。而且你所缘境，哎，是蛮清晰的，是很清晰的，看得很清楚的。哦，那个佛像什么都看得很清晰的。你觉得，哎，我的心呢有没有跑到别的地方去？所以呢，我的心念也没有不散乱，所以呢，你就觉得，哎，哇，我就这样坐那边大概十分钟，哇，感觉很好，哦。其实呢，根据宗喀巴大师呢，这样的静修啊，其实啊，是很危险的。这样的静坐呢，其实呢是没有素质的，它是不好的静坐。为什么呢？因为呢，当你坐得这样舒服啊，你的心呢、啊、就慢慢松松下来的时候，其实呢它是不太清晰的，它的那观想的所缘境，其实那个亮度是不够的，它是其实不大清晰，它很容易的慢慢的就会陷入这个昏沉的状态。当你的心陷入这个昏沉的状态的时候呢，你的智慧啊就没有办法升起来了。
The point is that meditation is supposed to help to increase the wisdom and clarity in the object. You know, if correct meditation should be like that. You know, support your mind become more clear, more wisdom. Then that is correct meditation. Meditation which make you more dull, less wisdom. So that is not good meditation, not correct meditation.
因为呢，当我们讲到静坐，怎样才算是一个好的、有素质的静坐呢？一个好的静坐，能够当你在完成了静坐，在静坐的时候呢，能够增长你的智慧。然后呢，你的所缘境呢是越来越清晰的，栩栩如生啊，是很清晰的。所以呢，当你的心呢，真的哈，你的所缘境心呢是很光亮的，很清晰的，你的智慧不断增长的话呢，这样你这个静坐呢就是一个好的静坐，就是真正的在这个实修这个静坐。可是当你在静坐的时候呢，你的心呢却越来越昏沉哦，越来越钝。越不清晰的话，这样的静坐呢，其实呢是不好的，是没有素质的。
So you can see, you know, learning correct motivation, not correct meditation, is important. You know, otherwise, doesn't bring so much benefit there. You know, if we learn correct motivation, correct meditation, then of course, very very useful, and are able to develop wisdom.Your mind become much more clear.
所以呢，我们可以发现到哦，学习正确的静坐的方法呢是非常重要的。静坐有讲究方法的，所以当我们学到正确的静坐的方法的话呢，我们可以发现呢，哎，我们的心呢会越来越清晰。越来越有警觉性，然后呢，我们的智慧呢也会增长，这是我们能够从静坐中得到的那种利益。如果呢，我们没有学习正确的静坐方法呢，这样我们的心呢就变得越钝了，哦，越来越没有智慧了。
So like that, so then, yeah, so sitting down, then, you know, then do the breathing meditation, you know.Not having laxity, not excitement, thought, you know. So then your mind is in the object, such as breath, very single-pointed. Same time your mind is very alert, you know, sitting in the object, two minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Like that you are able to stay 10 minutes, then you are getting somewhere, you know, starting good meditation.
所以当我们每天这样坐下来，这样观我们的呼吸的时候呢，让我们去观察我们的呼吸，诶，然后发现呢，诶，我们没有这个吊举，诶，我们也没有这个昏沉，然后我们的心呢，我们的所缘境，这是我们的所缘境，观呼吸的时候，我们的所缘境就是我们的呼吸啊，就我们呼出吸入啊，我们所缘境的呼吸，诶，那我们可以观察得很好的话，心呢不会跟着其他念头跑的话呢，诶，这样我们这样专注于我们这个境界，呼吸的境界，2分钟、3分钟、5分钟，慢慢增长延长到10分钟，都能专注一心不乱的话，这样我们这个呼吸观呢就是一个很好的静坐。
So even simple breathing meditation, 10 minutes, become very powerful. The point is, you know, during that 10 minutes, you don't have negative thought. All the negative emotion can be stopped that moment when you have good meditation.
就算这个十分钟的呼吸观啊，这呼吸观啊，也可以带来很大的利益。因为在那个十分钟里面，如果你真的能够专注一境啊，一心不乱，专注在呼吸的话，在那十分钟里面，你没有任何一个恶的念头。
So that means you are in the present moment. You know, you're just living in the present moment. You know.
就表示呢，那时候专注在当下的那一刻，你活在当下。
So that's very important, you know, to live, learn how to live present moment. You know, most of time, we live in the past, we live in the future. We don't live in the present moment.
这活在当下呢是非常重要的。哦，有些学习怎么样活在当下这一刻呢是非常重要的，听起来好像很不可思议，因为大多数时候呢，我们都是活在过去或者活在未来，还没到，我们很少很少是活在当下这一刻。
Very interesting. the past, we live in the past, keep thinking the past, you know, the past was already gone, nothing to do with that. Then another thought, we live in the future, keep thinking, planning the future. The future, there's no guarantee whatever we plan will happen or not. Just keep living on future thought, living in the past thought. You know, we don't really think about the present moment. So that's our problem. So through the meditation, that's such a breathing meditation that teach you how to live present moment.
We all did now. 其实是非常重要的，其实也是很有趣的了。通常呢，我们都是活在过去啊，都是活在过去的回忆之中。这过去已经过去了，你怎么样做也没有办法把它重新再来过。或者通常我们都活在未来，我们在想象哦，未来会怎么样怎样，哎，我应该怎样计划啊，应该这样做那样做。其实未来呢，其实一点都没有保障。最有保障的就是当下这一刻，哦，所以呢，所以这就是我们的问题了。大多是我们在这一刻，当下这一刻，我们在想过去，或者我们在想未来，我们从来没有活在真正的活在当下这一刻。所以通过这样的呼吸观呢，我们就把我们拉回啊，活在当下的这一刻。
So like that's very important. Also learn how to live in present moment. You know, so then make this present moment useful. The point is that. Make this present moment useful. So the point is that.
所以活在当下这一刻呢是非常重要的，是我们每个人必须学习的。我们要学习如何活在当下这一刻，然后呢，好好利用当下这一刻，为我们当下这一刻给自己带来利益。
So like that. So then breathing meditation like that, 5-10 minutes, whatever you feel comfortable. Best is 10 minutes. So like that. Then after that, then of course, then you want to do the refuge or taking refuge or generating bodhicitta or set up your motivation. You know, then you can do that. You know, like visualizing refuge marriage pill. You know, then taking refuge.Then generating bodhicitta, so like that, then poor, immeasurable, whatever, you know, so try to develop that after that. Meditate on the refuge marriage, feel like that. Then take refuge, then generate bodhicitta, all that.
所以呢，我们可以每天这样串习这个呼吸观啊，每天这样练习大概5分钟啊或10分钟啊，那10分钟当然是比较好的了。然后10分钟是比较好的，这样做这个呼吸观，然后这个做完了这个呼吸观之后呢，我们心定下来之后，我们就可以去修皈依啊，或者修这个发菩提心啊，就可以观察我们的发心了，然后我们就可以观想这资粮田，把这资粮田观想好了之后，根据这段资粮田呢，我们就可以进行我们的皈依，念诵这皈依文，然后呢也可以念诵这发菩提心文，或者进一步呢去修这个四无量心。
So, 说 like that. So, 所以就是 that. So, make sure you have good refuge, you know. Also, then make sure you have good heart, you know. Good heart, there, like such as meditation, bodhicitta.You know, then the refuge, very important.
所以最重要的就是当我们做这呼吸观，然后观想资粮田发心的时候呢，我们的皈依啊，要真正的发这个虔诚的心啊，去皈依啊，然后真正的让我们这个善心啊，能够升起来啊，尤其是我们要 这个串习这个菩提心。
So like that, then of course, then the number, that's the number three step. So then number four, then that's the, you know, the visualizing the merit field. So.
啊，大家有没有乱了哈？第一个是打扫，对吗？那第二个是什么呢？供品供养，第三个呢就是这个刚才讲的这个发心，对吗？发心，然后第四个呢就是观想资粮田。
Okay, so there's, I mean, there's many different ways to visualize the merit field also. You know, like, you can visualize, you know, Buddha, then all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dhakas, Dhaginis, Dhammapotra, like,You know, so many, you know, like that. You can visualize one way like that. One way, very simple way, then you just visualize. It's too difficult that, then you just visualize like Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Just one, but all Buddhas in one like that, and visualize that.
所以呢，就算这第四种方法，其实我觉得你们都很厉害呀，你们还记得一二三四，我又是讲我都忘了。第四种观想资粮田的方法就是不同的观想方法啊，它你可以有不一样的观想方法，你可以观想佛啊、菩萨啦、空心啦、空心母啦等等，很多很多哦，很多很多的不同的神圣的哈、哦、神圣的佛菩萨等等。可是有一种最简单的方法的，就是观想本师释迦牟尼佛，就观想一尊佛代表所有的资粮田。
So like that. So then, of course, again do clear visualization. And again, you know, keep seven posture. Then, clear visualization, like you know, very.
像你观想的资粮田呢，要观想的越清晰越好。哇！Battery not enough。这里有很多资粮田给你看的，你看看这里有很多个，你可以观想这样的资粮田，你看看有几百个。
Hello, OK. What we talk just now?
Visualization of merit field.
Hello, okay. I don't know what that is.
It must be very clear like this one.
Okay. You want extensive ways there? This is the extensive way to visualize.
这个是很比较比较不容易的了，很广的。因为你观想很清晰，你要每一尊你都看得很清楚的。
So like that. So, I don't know what I can see or not. I don't.So, I don't know what to say. You see at the, your right, I don't know, right side there, or right or what, that right side is the Manjushri there. At the left, then there's the Maitreya Buddha.
Oh, 你看那个资粮田，资粮田的资粮田就本师宗喀巴。
Maitreya Buddha.
宗喀巴的右手边是什么哈？我也是看不清楚了。
Okay, never mind.
一个是文殊师利菩萨，一个是弥勒菩萨，对，一个是广行派，一个是深见派。
So look like that, then all the lineage lama after that, you know.
然后所有的这个不同的祖师啊。
So like that. Then below the Lama Tsongkhapa, there's the, you know, Tantric deity in Hashyoga Tantra. Then all the different four classic of Tantric deities there. Different levels, different deity there like that.
然后你看到本宗喀巴大师的下面呢，就是不同的密续的密续的本尊，就四部密续的本尊，最上的无上瑜伽部的本尊，然后就是瑜伽本尊，然后就是行部、四部的本尊，然后行部的本尊。
So like that, then after you have all the Buddhas, you know that after that they have the Buddha.
那在下一层哦，下一圈是所有的佛，十方佛。
Then after that you have, I think, Bodhisattvas.
那下一圈呢，在佛下面呢是所有的菩萨。
After that you have the solitary realizer here. Then after that you have the what called heroes, like 16 arhat like that.
然后呢，菩萨下面呢是所有的独觉佛，独觉佛下面那一圈呢是所有的声闻阿罗汉。
Then you have all the dakas, dakinis there. Then after that, last you have the old dhamma projector there.
然后呢，下面呢，这声闻。声闻阿罗汉下面呢是所有的空行啊，空行母啊，然后下面是所有的护主。
So anyway, so this maybe, I mean, of course, you want to know detail, then you have to go through it, you know, slowly, but I just rub idea like this. Otherwise, just visualize, you know, or Buddha Shakyamuni like that. You know, then you are much more better, then you can visualize more. So supposed to visualize everything clearly like that, you know, one by one. Then you have to recognize one by one, you know.
所以呢，这是大概是这样讲了。如果你真的要熟悉每一个本尊哦，每一个像是什么什么，这样你就叫自己真的要去读，要去看了，就是以后了。所以的，如果你觉得这样观想就很多很多比较难的话，这样你就可以观想一尊本师释迦牟尼佛就好了。你要观想的很清晰越好，然后过后呢，你的观想的能力加强的话呢，你才慢慢的多一尊多一尊一尊尊慢慢来到最后，你就观想整个完整的。这个是菩提道次第的观自量天。啊
，So like that. So then, so when you have this, of course, again, when you have this clear visualization, merit field.So that very, very helpful for one to create merit, one to purify nature karma, based on that, you know.
所以呢，当我们的资粮田的观想的越清晰的话呢，它可以帮助我们增长我们的福慧，然后呢，减轻我们的业障。
So like that. So based on that, then the actual practice is the seven practice, you know, like such as making prostration.Then making offering, then purification, rejoicing, request the trend will of Dharma, then requesting live long, lastly dedication, the seven practice. Yeah, based on the merit field, then you practice the seven practice.
所以呢，过后呢，你观想资粮田过后呢，你就做这个七支文呢，就是顶礼啦、供养啦、净化业障啦、随喜啦、请佛转法轮啦、请常住啦，然后回向这七支。
So like that, so those seven practice is very very powerful, you know, so powerful practice, you know, each have very very significant meaning.Able to subdue our minds.
这七支呢的每一支呢都是非常重要的，也有广大的利益的，它都是很有意义的。所以呢，如果每一支做得好的话呢，都能够调伏我们的心。
So then, so mainly is that the seven practice.You know, all mainly to create the merit, accumulate merit. One thing is to purify our negative karma. You know, if we don't purify negative karma, then there's no realization. So you don't have merit, there's no success. So we need this both.
所以这七支呢是供我们，让我们呢增长我们的福德资粮，然后净化我们的业障的，这点是非常重要的。如果呢我们有净化我们的业障的话，我们不可能呢有什么证悟，你不可能证悟任何佛的教导。如果呢我们没有福德资粮的话呢，无论我们做什么呢都很难取得成功。
So that's all, that's so here the what called the number 50 is the seven practice. Yeah.
所以呢，第五个前行呢，就是做这个七支文。
So then number 6 is make a request to the guru merit field. Yeah.
第六个前行呢，就是向这资粮田祈求。
So the point, no, so I mean also that's before requesting, then there should be mandala offering there, you know, make mandala offering, then he requests. Yeah.
当然在我们向资当我们在向资粮田祈求之前呢，我们可以先供一个曼达。
So like that, then what to request, you know, any, what we read, the foundation, good quality, you know, from, start from guru devotion,up to enlightenment, you know, may able to have all this realization in one's mind, and you know, make a single pointed, you know, requires all the gurus like that. So then, yeah.
So 你讲，哎，我们供了曼达，向资粮田祈求，应该怎样祈求呢？哎，祈求就根据我们的功德本颂啊里面讲的来祈求。那我们不是什么然后精进成就，你一直请加持我加持我什么什么，这就是祈求。这怎么祈求呢？向资粮田祈求呢，从怎么依止善知识啊，第一个偈文是依止善知识，到最后证得佛的果位啊，所以我们祈求呢向资粮田祈求，我们都能从这菩提道资粮菩提道所有的第一个一指三知识，到最后成佛，每一个我们都能够得到证悟，所以我们要一心祈求，要求得这样的证悟。
So the point is that, please bless my mind, you know, to have all this realization, you know, making requests.
所以呢，我们是一心祈求，请加持我证悟所有的应证的证悟。
So base, I mean, you make very simple in short sentence. Then request to the guru merit field. You know, may my mind become into Dharma.That's the one thing, yeah.
所以呢，最主要的呢，我们可以用非常简单的字句，自己的字句呢，向资粮田祈求，愿我的心合于法，愿我的心合法，合法呢合一，合法合一。
So not easy. This is one of the difficult practice. No, your mind become into Dharma, you know, or your practice become real Dharma, you know, your mind become into Dharma, so not easy.
让我们的心呢能够合于法，让我们的修行呢能够成为真正的法，真正的修行呢，这一点呢其实是不容易的。
So please bless me, you know, like that request, you know, my mind become into Dharma. Then second one is may always success. When my mind become into Dharma, then always continue, always success like that.
所以呢，请加持我，让我的心呢趋向佛法，让我的心呢时时刻刻不离法。
So then the third one is may there no obstacle.
愿所有的一切
while I'm practicing, may there no obstacle purify all, pacify all my obstacle along the practice like that.
愿一切修行的障碍全部消除。
I don't know how to translate that one. Correct? My mind become into Dhamma. Second is what?
My mind always continue and have success.
What? Huh?
My mind into the Dhamma. My mind always into the Dhamma. Always and have achieved success.
In English, what does proper way? What I'm correct that? Dhamma become into path.Dharma become the path. Yeah? Third one? Huh? Okay. My mind become into Dharma. Become Dharma then. Second one?
Dharma become the path. The path
Dharma become the path. Then? Okay. That's correct.You should learn that word. I don't know my English word, but I know only Tibetan.
所以现在是我要翻译啊，从藏文翻成英文，这样在英文呢再翻译成中文，所以已经哎呀，不懂成什么样子了。OK， 这是向资良天祈求，愿我的心和语法就和法不分离了。你的心就是法，法就是你的心。但愿这个法成为修行的道路，愿这修行的道路上所有一切的障碍尽消除。
Okay, Tibetan is lo chu su drawa, chu lam tu drawa, lam la pasi me pas. Okay, lo chu su drawa, lo is mind, chu is dharma.
我看我们用藏文念好了。
Draw is become. I don't know.
Draw chu.
Draw is become.
Draw become.
So that my mind become dharma. Lo chu su drawa. Chu lam tu drawa. Chu is dharma. Lam is path. Draw is. I don't know. Again, same thing. Become.Become into path. Dharma become into path. Lam la parche meba. Lam la parche meba. Lam is path. Parche means no obstacle. Yeah, lam la parche meba. Yeah. In the path, there is no obstacle. Okay. So like that. So, very important. Very first one is very important. So, you know, your mind, your what? Lo chu su drawa.Your mind become dharma. Huh? Mind become dharma. So that's very important. Very important prayer for us. You know. You look deeply, our mind doesn't become dharma. So again, what is dharma? Again, this big question. You know. Okay? So we talk next time. What is dharma? Huh? Reciting prayer is dharma or not?It's a big question. Huh? Reciting sutra is dharma or not? You know. Sometimes we say, I do dharma, but you don't know what is dharma. You know? Huh? Okay, we try to talk maybe next class. Okay? Okay, I stop here today. Yeah.
So, this is from 刚才我们讲的三句最后的那个第六个前行了，就是祈祷祈求我们供曼达，然后向这个自良田祈求。但祈求的内容其实你就可以念这个功德本诵念到完就是了，就是他的祈求的内容。那其实最重要的就是让我的心愿我的心变成佛法，愿我的佛法呢能变成修行的道，愿我的修行的道呢能够障碍清楚，一切障碍全部都清楚，就是三句了。这三句我相信应该有很好的中文的翻译了。如果在没有之前你就这样念，愿我的心能变成佛法，愿我的佛法能够变成修行的道路，愿我修行的道能够障碍尽消除，这三句。所以你有时候什么才算是佛法？ 这是我们下个星期要讲的，是不是？当我们在念诵一些祈祷文啊，一些经文啊，或者念一些佛的圣号的时候，我们就是在修行佛法呢？佛法就是这样吗？就很多时候呢，我们讲哦，我在修啊，我在修啊，在修这个法，修这个佛法，这样怎么样才算是法？这样才算是修法呢？哎，下个星期才讲，现在想打广告而已。Dedication.
Okay.
Yeah, we are doing.
you better dedicate, huh?
对了，完了，对吗？三点半了，下个星期三点半。上个星期不好意思，因为我们有考试，所以我们就取消了。因为听说有些朋友他们上个星期天来了，哦，可能你没有接到最新的讯息，所以抱歉。好，在下个星期呢没有取消，我们照旧。现在我们念回向 ，we are doing dedication， but which one are we doing？
五下吧，读五下为上。Whatever.
English.
They all have the small book. Yeah, can
this one?
The small booklet. I think don't have everybody. Have
this one?
Yeah. Can do the short one.
Do the short one. English, Chinese, or both?
Whichever. Yeah.
Whichever. Chinese. English.好，我们就中文英文都念吧，因为我也不懂，我们就念了中文就念英文，好，你们听我讲哪一个面，好，你们念，先念we'll do dedication but you do Chinese then after you do English page by page 啦，哦，okay, we do a bilingual dedication, okay.32面 page 32 Chinese first, then after that page 31 English. Okay, 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。English 31英文的。Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, I quickly attained the state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Page 34, 34. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。 33 dedication. Just as a brave Manjusri and Samatabhadratu realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits into the best way that I may follow their perfect example.I dedicate all these roots of virtue with dedication praised as the best. But the victorious ones thus gone of three times, so I might perform good works. Thank you. 谢谢大家，下个星期见。See you next week.